Blog Talk Radio.
Aloha and welcome to this special Sunday edition of Talking Pictures. We're going to do something that we've never done before, which I'm excited about because I've known this filmmaker for, I guess, probably 3 or 4 years now, and a few of his associates. And I always pronounce his name wrong, so I apologize. Sean Piccinino and Guy Grundy, through I've met through various festivals, saw their feature, The Lackey. And they're always a pleasure to see. They remember you. They remember what you're up to. They've had lots of success around festivals and DVD distribution. And so it was a nice thing when I got to be in touch with Sean, who's the co-director, editor, stunt coordinator, actor. What I liked about this, first of all, is that of course, being a web series, they're up on YouTube. So if you're looking at the main page, you'll find the information that you can visit and see this episode. It's about 15 minutes long. What I really enjoyed about it was that most independent films try to do the stunts of million-dollar films, and it never works. It always looks like there was a pause or a unnecessary edit, or the actors didn't have it, so they kind of had to have someone step in. And this was just seamless. I mean, this was, it doesn't matter, and I don't know what the budget is, but you could have shown me this and said, hey, this is the preview of some million-dollar action film, and I would have believed it. So first of all, I want to give the kudos to the not only the editing, the directing, the cohesiveness of a team that it takes to do that. Once again, don't like talking about myself, but I produced a couple of action movies, and it takes quite an understanding between the fight choreographer, the director, the editor, and, of course, the producer, knowing what he needs, what he can do, and what is safe. Just a quick synopsis is an elite assassin, Mick Grayson, finds the tables turned when his employer's treacherous son puts out a hit on him. Now to escape his past, he must fight for his future. It's tough with these short films because you can't go too much into it because it'll spoil anything. I mean, like, one wrong word and the episode is spoiled. But what I want to say is another great thing is that it's been nice to watch the evolution of, in the few projects I've seen, of Guy Grundy's trait as an actor. And I know he works a lot with Sean, and it's cool to see their teamwork. And I don't know, it's just interesting because the first time I ever saw these guys in The Lackey, which was a feature film that they made, obviously, it's not that I didn't like it, but it's just that I had seen so many action movies after producing a couple. I mean, it was one of those when I produced my first action movie, I watched like 250 in a row before doing it. And then I do a second one and I watched like another 300. So it was kind of like it's just a genre that I don't usually go to, but The Lackey managed to have something different and unique. And anytime a film can do that, whatever the genre, whatever the story, whatever the purpose, is what we need in cinema. You know, not disrespecting Star Wars, but, you know, this $2 billion is obscene. It's not that great of a movie. It was good, but it is not worth $2 billion. I'd rather see $2 billion of the world, of all of us come together and help fight for world peace or a cure for AIDS. But I'll get back to reviewing the web series. So these guys have been able to just constantly hone their skills and not let their success go to their head. And that's one of the most important things in this business. And I think it's why they continue to have success. Aside from the, you know, the action, the fighting, stunts are amazing. I'm intrigued and hooked by this first episode of where this plot is going. Again, I'm not going to go too much into plot to not give it away, but I suggest that you check it out on the main page here. You'll see the synopsis. you'll see some info about the people, the guys that made it, and then you'll see their YouTube channel. So I highly recommend checking this out. I know we're just so inundated by content right now in this world, but this is something that's worth checking out if you like short films, if you like action films, if you like to support indie film, which is something we should all be doing. We're all in this together. And there is no end reward for the best indie filmmaker. So with that, I want to give it 2 thumbs up, 4 stars, A+. Good job, guys. And I'm looking forward to episode 2. Wish you guys all the best from our show. And thank you for sharing this episode with us. Take care and aloha.